The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Man, it's one of those mornings today. I almost called in sick, and then I remembered we own this show. So here I am. Good morning. It's Tuesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
No, I'm just tired. We've been traveling a lot, and I woke up feeling kind of exhausted. And there was a moment in time that I used to call in sick. Sometimes when I wasn't really sick. Yeah, I just didn't feel up to it. And I'd call
the boss
in
here knew that you weren't really sick.
I know that automatically.
Are you guys like method actors when it comes to calling in sick?
I was the best.
I like to lay in my bed and put a blanket around me and just be like, oh, I can't come in today.
I don't feel good.
You got to really get into it. You got to lean,
and
dude.
Then you turn Netflix on right after and you just cuddle with the blanket and catch up on a disease, man.
Sometimes when you got to start planting the seeds of sickness, like you know you're going to be sick, fake sick the next day.
A couple of days, you're walking around.
Oh,
my stomach still hurts. Yeah. There's somebody laying in bed right now listening to us that's like, you know what? I'm not going to work right now.
You're like, man, you're trying to set it up. I feel terrible, but really you're ready to go to that Nicki Minaj concert. Oh, so you know you're going to be tired the next day.
There's nothing makes me more happy than doing a successful call into work situation.
But it's different nowadays because it used to be before COVID. You would call in and they'd be like, are you sure you can't make it? You
just know, come on in.
If you feel bad, we'll send you home. And now it's like, if you call in, they're like, take 5 days. Make sure you stay the hell away from me.
Well, you know, post COVID, that's the way it is. I think somebody mentioned here earlier, when you go to a restaurant, somebody sneezing. Coughing on my.
Bro, I seen a homie at Olive Garden, dog. Right when he was cheesing up my Alfredo, he started sneezing. I was like, oh, no way.
No,
I would have been like,
home.
You better take that to the back.
Give me my free salad,
I would have eaten it, but I would have said, I'm not paying for it.
That's it's free, how you Dana. It's free.
How is it free?
At Olive Garden, it's free.
Not the Alfredo.
I like where your mind's at.
I thought talking about the salad. All I think about is salad. And
what was free was his germs that night. I'll tell you that. Those were definitely on the house right there.
Best way to call in. Give us your ideas. 877-730-DCS1. Anthony A. National Day.
I love this one right here. Let's go on National Let's Laugh Day, dog. Let's kick off the day with that, bro.
We do a
share
lot of
a
that.
Moment. Whatever it is to make you chuckle, do it with
we
your friends.
We did that just now. I feel better. I'm glad I came into work.
Yeah, we talked about my germ-infested salad and Alfredo, but all right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to talk about filler and why sometimes it looks bad. A lot of people get it. You can do it right, and you can get some of that bad stuff where your face looks puffy and things look bubbly and stuff. The people that are doing it right, you don't know that they have filler.
In all reality, I mean, look how much it did for Kylie Jenner. She looks better. I'm sorry, but she does.
Right, that's mean.
How is
she's
it mean?
Fine.
She did it.
She's fine the way she was. She's fine the way she is. She can do whatever she wants to do with her face.
She can, but I meant it as a compliment.
You're saying she was not so pretty until she got the filler?
She looks better is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. You know what? She thinks so too. So there you go. Because if she didn't think,
she wouldn't do it.
She wouldn't have done it. There was, however, a little while back, she was at Paris Fashion Week and the photographers caught her without her lighting and filters, and you could see that the filler had moved. This is stuff for people that don't know. It's stuff that you put in your face to change the structure, to fill in gaps, to maybe look a little younger. She's changed a lot about her face, the shape of it in general. But so have a lot of other women. I'm not here to beat up on Kylie Jenner. She's a lovely, beautiful young woman. So I called Dr. Franco at Austin Plastic Surgeon. That's how you find him on Instagram, to ask him about migration of filler. And before anybody asks, I don't have any filler in my face. I am a Botox aficionado. I get Botox. I've been doing it since my 20s. So Dr. Franco, tell me, how does migration happen?
Yeah, you can definitely have migration just because the filler is made to be super soft. It's mixed in your soft tissues. And so if you get overfilled, if there's a lot of pressure, there's all sorts of different reasons that it can migrate. It's not super common, but sometimes when we lose weight, other stuff, sometimes doesn't the same migrate, but your facial structures change as well. And the product moves with those changing structures.
I just feel bad for the women that start to look like a cat when they put too much filler in their face and it looks almost freakish.
Can you fix it or how do you prevent it, I guess?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. One, you know, being very judicious about the fillers that you get. I think going to an experienced injector that can be very cognizant about how you're doing that. And then the nice thing about most of these fillers is you can dissolve them and get people to a great spot with everything.
And we've seen this. You've seen bumps on people's faces or lips. And the thing that makes me most angry about it is somebody's doing that to someone.
They paid for it.
After a while, it just looks normal to you. because you're looking at your face every single day. So someone comes in to see you, Dr. Franco, they, you have something that can kind of fix it.
No question. Sometimes we just have to do a fresh start. We just dissolve everything, give people a little filler break, and then just start from scratch. And sometimes that's the best treatment for them.
Okay. Is there such a thing as too young to get filler? I see some women in their 20s.
I don't know that there's a too young to start filler because everybody's a little bit different. I think especially with the weight loss era, you know, you just want to make people feel pretty good. You want to keep them in a great, fabulous spot stuff. But I think people can overdo it. Just a little bit in moderation goes a long ways. And I think that's what's most important.
I'm glad that Dr. Franco, you figured that out, but there's some people that we know, you know, they you see them and you just, there's some problem going on with the filler.
I do remember when you thought it was a good idea to get the lip filler.
Automatic. I know.
And it's not for everyone. Let's just put
it
that
not.
Way.
And it didn't look good. And I had to take it out. It was bad. It was bad. It was a bad look. How do you tell a patient? How do you tell a friend? Hey, it's not looking good. You're bubbling here. It's too much.
Usually we'll just talk about, hey, why don't we just give this a break? Why don't we get a fresh start and start with a clean palate? And that way you don't have to tell them that they look bad, but you just kind of work to a good spot with them.
I wish Automatic had been that kind to me. You should probably start fresh and just, you said you look terrible.
No, I said you look crazy.
Okay. Honestly, I'm glad you did tell me because I would rather have somebody be honest with me than walk around looking crazy, as you said.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh, my WTF story today. A beauty contest rocked by Botox scandal.
You can't have Botox and be in a beauty contest?
Not if you're a camel.
What's up?
What? Okay.
In Dubai, Saudi authorities have conducted their biggest ever crackdown on camel beauty contestants that received Botox injections and other artificial touch-ups.
Oh, no.
The state-run Saudi press agency reported earlier this month that over 40 camels were disqualified from the annual pageant because their faces were unnatural.
They're giving camels Botox?
Yeah, well, they're competing for $66 million in prize money.
Oh, they look like a Kardashian. That's funny, dude.
Why do they all look like Kylie Jenner?
Botox injections, camel facelifts, and other cosmetic alterations have made camels more attractive.
What?
And after the judges went to go check on these camels, they realized that they had been injected in their heads, necks, humps, and even had their postures altered.
Hit them with some Skims.
This guy could have used those Skims. A woman got into her car last week and found more than unexplained mud on her seats. There was a naked guy hiding in her trunk.
Hell no.
She called the cops and then started filming. Listen to this.
Why are you in my trunk and are you naked?
Yeah, it's a rite of passage.
How did you get in there?
I'm the son of the Pope.
What the f***?
Can I put my pants on?
He's asking her permission to put his pants on. That guy sounds just like Rumpelstiltskin from Shrek. Listen.
I'm the son of the Pope.
Here, listen to Rumpelstiltskin.
Just sign it, and all your problems will disappear.
Well, none of this guy's problems are disappearing because the cops did arrest him, and he is now being held in a psych ward and being evaluated.
Yeah, because I can't imagine going to my car and finding a man in my trunk who said that he's the son of the Pope. That's creepy.
Oh, man. Speaking of evaluating, evaluate your life next time your significant other asks you to do a chore. A man in Maryland went to go get some pre-cooked chicken for his family per his wife's order, decided to buy a lottery ticket, scratched it off, and won $100,000.
Damn. Yes. DJ Automatic, when I send you to the grocery store, you should be buying a lottery ticket.
Keep your head on a swivel, Automatic. So this man originally thought that the lottery scratcher was just a $10 winning. And then when he scanned it at home and revealed to the family, he let out a big curse word. And from that moment on, the family said, what's going on? They planned to take the winnings, go on vacation, and pay off some family debt and put it towards a new house.
Wait a minute. How much did you say that man won again?
$100,000.
Wow. All right, remember the old saying, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, come on.
That's this man right here.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the biggest fast food joints in the country just added some new menu items. We'll tell you what they are and who we're talking about in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on our Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Spicy Nugget.
Oh, this hashtag. So last week, SpaceX's Starship completed its third test flight, its most successful yet, which I don't understand because it didn't survive re-entry into Earth's atmosphere. Not surviving coming back doesn't sound like success to me.
Nope. Well, I mean, getting off the ground, that's the first part, and now they got to figure out how to get back to the ground.
You let me know when five rich people have come back in safely, and then I might sign up.
Shout out to Elon on his side quest. His life is getting wild right now.
What? Exactly. DJ Automatic, food news.
Taco Bell has a bunch of new chicken items, but I was at Taco Bell yesterday, and I have a problem, okay?
We're not going to talk about the chicken items?
No, we'll talk about that later. I am done with ordering through the app or ordering at a, what did they, I don't even know what they call it.
A digital kiosk?
Yes.
The touchscreen?
Put a person at the register.
Okay.
I'm not coming in here to work. Gosh. And when I have to go to the little kiosk and have to figure out everything and put in my email so I can get my order right? No. It's the same thing as going to the grocery store and having to do self-checkout.
There we go. Oh, dude, I like this automatic.
I don't work for you.
All right, get on your little Larry David soapbox here. Okay, but
is it not true? I don't work here. Why am I having to do work?
Ben, please cue the Curb Your Enthusiasm, Ben. I think that they're trying to save money, right? Because wages are going up.
They're making plenty of it. For two of us to eat at Taco Bell, it was $30. They're charging more and have less workers.
But that's because you wanted the extra appetizers.
I don't care. Just put somebody behind the register.
We're not here to highlight his gluttony right now, Dana.
Put somebody behind the register, okay?
Okay, do you like ordering on the app and your own digital kiosk?
No.
Or do you want a real person?
And the other thing was, is I did it on the kiosk, I put it in, and they still got the order wrong.
That's true.
And Elon's wondering why his rockets don't make it back to Earth, dog. We got this type of technology here, dude. Come on.
877-730-DCS1.
Automatic's missing that human touch.
Do you want human touch? Hit us up, please. Obviously, someone's very passionate about this.
You need to call. Beans come in like a bag.
And I don't care.
You're
so
okay. All right. Okay. All right.
I don't
powder.
Work there.
National Day, Anthony A.
Right. We got National Poultry Day, and I'm worried to hear Automatic's thoughts on the poultry industry right now. But
I don't really have any feelings about poultry besides that I love chicken.
What's your favorite kind of chicken, Automatic? Can we get a positive answer from you?
Chicken fried chicken.
Oh,
a little gravy and some hot sauce.
A little southern treat right there. Anthony A.
Yeah. Give me a good chicken sandwich, dog. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Popeyes.
Love me a chicken sandwich.
Ooh, yes.
Fried or grilled?
Oh, fried all the way, baby.
Okay, here's my idea for the day. Here's a little thought for you. If you are at a restaurant, you're unsure about what to order. If they have chicken tendies on a menu, can't go wrong with some chicken tenders. You and your child.
Are you too?
I love how that's your thought of the day. That's it right there. Chicken tendies.
Little tidbit right there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I do believe modern technology has been so beneficial. Air conditioning, the World Wide Web, we're more knowledgeable now. But there are some innovations, digital innovations especially, I just don't like.
Oh,
and Automatic, myself, Anthony A, we're talking about them. And Otto, you can't do a whole list, okay? Because I know you're here to complain.
Earlier I was saying, that I hate ordering at a kiosk when I go to a fast food place. Just put give
digital
me a human.
Menu. Yeah,
I hate self-checkout. I don't work for you. I don't know why I have to look up the vegetables.
Hate is such a strong word, sir. That's
that describes his emotion. Yeah. I like it, dude.
I hate outsourcing of phone calls because I can't usually understand the person.
Oh, come
on. Or when he gets a robot.
Oh, the robot menu. Dude, I had to call the government the other day. It took me 25 minutes to get through the menu, and then the guy was like, oh, you got me. I'm actually here. I was like, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, talk to a human.
That's amazing that you found a state employee actually working on the clock. So kudos to that, dog.
And he was so kind. He said, oh, we get this all day, ma'am. I will not disconnect. I promise. I was like, please don't.
Go ahead, Dana.
No, I was going to ask you, what do you hate?
Oh, okay. When you asked the initial question, my thing went to this, and maybe it's because I'm on my semen retention journey. But ladies, I'm all for the self-pleasure. But the advancement in sexual products for the ladies is just getting out of hand. They have the roses, they got the limones, they got the bullets, and now these little toys can link up to their app and remember the exact pattern that helped these women reach that climax point. My problem is...
I never even heard of this.
Well, my problem is, how am I supposed to compete with that? Huh?
You're not.
I'm not. What am I supposed to do here, dude? I'm getting pushed out of the room by the robots, dude.
Because...
goes back to human touch.
I was going to say, with Automatic, it's 90% of the time.
Oh.
With those toys, it's
100%. Oh!
I mean,
that's a whole new definition of self-checkout.
I hate you, robots.
Otto, why have you not gifted me one of these things?
Because I don't want to be replaced by a computer.
What form of technology do you just not like? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.